It's the Lander Biz Show, where you get insight from local experts every week on KOVE 1330.
It is Lander Biz. We are back. I'm back. I'm so excited. Shereen Herrera with Owen Sweeney.
Hello.
Are back, the dynamic duo for Lander Biz. And we're really excited because we have Greg from the Lander Golf Course joining the show as the expert. And he really is an expert, not only about golf, but about all things the Lander Golf Course.
That's right. New golf pro.
Okay, expert. I'll check's in the mail.
There you go. We're done. Show over.
Yes.
I'm sure you get asked all the time for help and advice when people know you're a golf expert, right?
You know, there's no limit to the free advice that I give. So, you know, I give just enough to really
get you in the door,
screw somebody up.
There you go. Then you got to come back and correct it. Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah. Well, Greg, let's tell the folks real quick a little bit about yourself. Again, this is Lander Biz with the Lander Chamber of Commerce, where we get to ask the expert. And so, Greg, give us a little backstory on yourself.
Wow. Boy, I got into business, the golf business, back in, the dark ages. 1987 was when I turned professional and chased the dream of trying to play on the PGA Tour, trying to, you know, make a living at it for about 15 years. Boy, it was you know, a tough go. I was good enough to think that I was good enough, which is a very dangerous and expensive place to be. But I saw the world and some of the best people I know I met through golf, and it has been a great run. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to, you know, qualify for the PGA Tour. I played in Europe for a year. I traveled, you know, like I said, I traveled the world. Never made it the tour, but have no regrets. I gave it my best shot. On my best days, I was as good as anybody in the world. My best days came about a half a dozen times a year, and those guys every day.
There you go.
So that's kind of my story, but no regrets. And it was a time of my life. And, you know, I didn't spend a couple of gigs in the college coaching ranks.
Right.
Spent 6 years at Weber State in Ogden, Utah. And go Wildcats. And then
go Grizz. They're in our conference.
So. I'll stay away.
Okay.
Between the two of you.
You better get between us. that I-15 corridor.
Right,
you know,
yeah. We're in our conference.
Busy, but. And then the last couple of years, I was over at CWC and really enjoyed that. But
what's your favorite course you've played on?
My favorite has got to be, easily Spyglass in Monterey, California.
Monterey.
I just love it. I think I've had some good success there, and so it's easy to like a golf course that you have good success on, and without a doubt, that's probably number one.
How do you compare the Lander Golf Course to the other golf courses that you've been, involved in, whether it be college? I mean, professional, Monterey, I understand, but still, the golf course here is gorgeous.
You know what? It's a great little facility, and people ask me, they said, well, tell me about the golf course, and I said, you probably won't find a golf course with more character, I just, you know, I love the two different sides. They're two different styles, or not necessarily styles, but, you know, one's tree-lined, small, tiny greens, and there's a little bit more modern, a little bit more open, but still, you know, a good test. But the thing about this golf course and something that's really, really remarkable, there are some great players that have come out of Lander, Wyoming.
It's true. Yeah.
In fact, I think that I was talking to Terry Bird, the longtime high school golf coach here. He identified 28 kids who have come from this program who are now making their living in the golf industry.
Is that right?
Wow.
Which for a town of 7,500 people.
That's remarkable. Yeah.
Is remarkable. Mm-hmm. It's I don't know of anywhere that has that kind of success in the golf industry. I mean, I come from a town of, well, a city of probably 180,000 people, and
that's Ogden.
Oh yeah, Ogden and the surrounding area.
And the surrounding area, huh?
And you know, I can count maybe four that are four or five that I know of that are doing that. And so it's, yeah, it's remarkable to to have that out of Lander. So,
well, we're certainly lucky to have someone like you here. So how did you – I know we've spoken before, Greg, and you mentioned that you – this isn't your – obviously, you're obviously over in Riverton coaching there. But before then, you've been back and forth between here and Utah quite a while, right? So that's kind of how you ended up here in Lander.
Yeah, my first year up here was 1990, and I came over for the saltwater pro-am over in Lander – or in Riverton, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And came 14 years in a row. Well, Mike Johnson, you know, a local kid.
Okay.
He and I became, you know, very, very close. Our first jobs in the business, our bosses were best friends, and so we you know, as a result, became quite close and have been close ever since. He was around for the birth of my daughter, my first child.
Okay.
And it was, and you know, we've just stayed close. But he invited me up, said, I'll get a place for you to stay. I stayed with Dean and Kathy McKee the very first year, 1990.
Yeah,
and I spent
it
14 years in a row. But I just always thought, when Mike was here, I thought this would be the best place in the world to have a job.
Okay.
You know, as fate would have it, this is kind of where I ended up. And when the board came to me last December, and boy, I was fighting it, but they kept after me, and I thought, you know, years ago I said this would be the best place to be, so I figured I'd
Be careful what you wish for,
exactly.
but in a good way this time.
No, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, we're speaking with golf pro Greg Stimson with the Lander Golf Course and Flatstick Bar and Grill, giving us a little bit of his backstory, and of course, if anybody wants to get a lesson from Greg, I'm sure you can contact the golf course and get inked up with him. But Owen, let's talk about the Chambers' relationship with the golf course. Having folks like Greg and at his caliber are important for a community to thrive when we talk about having this program for, 28 kids in the area that are making a living playing golf, and how key it is to have somebody like Greg and how great the golf course is here.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic. We're known for our outdoors, you know, our outdoor recreation opportunities here, and sometimes people... You know, they tend to forget that also includes a place like a golf course, right? It's not all about rock climbing. It's not all about mountain biking, which we all love dearly around here. But we've got a pretty nice golf course with some of the most beautiful views in the state of Wyoming. We've got a high caliber pro. We've got a great high school team that, you know, funneling kids into the golf world. And what it does is it gives us even more gravitas, if you will, as a growing destination for people to come here and enjoy, right? We know that we're on the corridor, you know, to the national parks, and that's why people come here. But the more we can do to provide people with great experiences here in Lander, that's more money coming into our businesses, our hotels, our restaurants. You know, the Flatstick Bar and Grill serves up fantastic food, one of the best views in Fremont County off that back deck right there. It's a great place, and more people are discovering yet another thing that attracts them to Lander, and that's great for our businesses.
I'm sure, Greg, you're gearing up for a busy summer. Lander forecasting an extra busy summer yet again. Record-breaking visitors in years past here recently. And so are you ready for it? Are you going to be welcoming these newbies like myself that don't know how to play golf? Because I think I'm signed up for some golf tournament, but I don't know what I'm doing. So I like to drive the golf cart.
We can do that. I think we're ready. We've got a good staff. Everybody's excited. You know, not only am I new, but our board is basically new. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to work with this board. They're business owners. They know how to run a business, and they're trying to implement their skills up here at the golf course. And I think it's really going to show. We're getting to hit our stride. If we could get some weather, you know, for a town that was ranked second in the country for least amount of wind.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, if we could get some good weather, you know, a stretch. We've got some great weather, but if we could get kind of a stretch and. The golf course is great. The grass is starting to grow. It's greening up. Mm-hmm. Dean, our superintendent, is doing a great job. And the greens, you know, again, they're a little bit long, but they're full of, you know, the grass is full and they're mature. And we're excited.
It's a great place.
So can you share with us, Greg, who your board members are, at least some of them?
Oh, you're really going to put me on the spot, aren't you? Okay, Val Layton is the president. Kevin Woods is the vice president. Larry LaRose, Fred Cox, Richard Huff, Martin Arejo. Who else am I forgetting? I know
who's got the best swing or the best par, best par on the board.
Well, he knows that, but he's not telling anybody.
You know, no comment.
There you go. Well said. Oh, that's great.
Well, I know that the Lander Golf Course will be hosting business after hours, and will that be at the Flatstick Bar and Grill area, or where will that be located?
Yeah, we're gonna have it there. Hopefully, we'll get weather. We can get out on that deck. You know, Owen, you mentioned the view. I sent a picture of the mountain. Mountains. Now, you know, from Ogden, you know, we're flat and then the mountains come straight out of the ground.
Right, that's right.
And so
yeah.
We're right below in the Wasatch Front. And so you just don't see the depth of the mountains. But here, you know, it gradually goes and you can see how far. It's just spectacular. But I sent a picture home of from the deck, and I says, "This is the view from my office window."
Yeah,
yeah, and people are just raving.
Oh yeah,
and it is spectacular. But yeah, hopefully we can get out on that deck and for business after hours. And
what will the date be for?
It's the 19th of May, isn't it? As I believe,
third Thursday of the month, 19th of May.
And I know that the Lander Chamber posts on their Facebook. That's my favorite place to find out to get my reminder.
Yeah,
on business
we post
after
on
hours.
Social media. We send out information to folks, and yeah, you can always check out our Facebook page. We're constantly updating that with more and new information all the time.
Well, Greg, anything more on the Lander Golf Course or the Golf Pro being the new Golf Pro there? How many people do you have working with you as far as some of those newbies that you're trying to brush up the skills on?
Well, you know what? I've got a couple of gals on the junior high team that are, well, just excited about it.
Mm-hmm. And that's awesome.
It's just amazing to see these kids and see the passion that they have. And you know, Mike Watson, the current coach, is doing such a good job of getting him out. And it's just, you know, it's in the afternoons, it's a beehive of activity. And, you know,
good.
And, you know, just doing a great job. And so that's exciting. I've got some people that are kind of helping me out in the shop and, you know, trying to get me out so I can be among the people, I guess, a little bit more. And that was a big deal for me coming up. I had a great gig at home. I mean, I was coaching over at CWC, but in the off season, I was playing a lot of golf at home.
And I'm sure you were.
And I told him, I says, I don't want to come and, you know, be a golf pro because I want to play golf.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, everybody knows you get in the business to play golf, and then you never get to play.
Yeah, so. You never get to play.
But they assured me that that's what they want me to do. So
well, there you go.
And so I want to get out and play with some of our pass holders, some of the, you know, new people, and just
like me. Yeah, I'm gonna
there
go.
There we go.
Try
there
to
we go.
Scope
okay,
out
you know,
for
there,
Greg.
Okay. Everybody listening, you've gotten a commitment there, and so, all right.
What's the biggest tip you give folks?
You know what? Hit it and chase it. Just, I think what the biggest thing that I could tell a person is to temper your expectations. You know, I think we see these guys on TV on Sunday afternoon, and they just don't make very few mistakes.
Very few.
And they make every putt, and they hit every fairway, and just don't miss shots. But they don't see the guys on, you know, that are shooting 70, you know, a pair of 74s and slamming their trunks on Friday or shooting 471s and tying for 47th. You know, it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a game. And I think if we can keep those expectations in order, that's the way you improve. So I think if anybody, we just need to get those expectations where they should be.
Well, mine are fairly low.
You know, mine are getting low.
Excellent.
Yeah,
not a problem.
Of me, yes, they should.
No.
That's right.
No, of myself. I always had a pretty high expectation level, and I always played on a relatively high level. And, yeah, that was when I was doing it full time. And so, again, get those expectations down.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, talking about fun and golf, we should also mention that this year the Lander Chamber is bringing back the golf tournament for Brewfest. Yeah. So if folks want to come out and play golf with the Brewers, they'll be coming, and we'll partner up anybody who wants to play with the folks who are coming in from out of town. They love Lander. They love to come here. They love our golf course. And so that'll be on the morning of the 11th. That's the Saturday. So from 9 to 1, there'll be a nine-hole scramble. So if you're interested in coming out, you can go to LanderBrewFest.com, and there will be a link there for you to sign up to participate in our golf tournament.
We just got your flyer up, put it in the window this morning.
So. Excellent. Fantastic.
Well, remember, Brewfest is June 10th and 11th, and of course that golf scramble is a part of it and popular as well. Are you going to be out there that day?
I will be there.
All yes. right. Well, look for Greg Stimson, and you'll know him because he'll be the professional, and he looks all of it too as well, 100%. So Greg Stimson, Lander Golf Course. Don't forget too about that business after hours, May 19th, 6 o'clock?
5:30 to 7.
I always say get there
That's
early
right.
too.
Yeah.
So you can get
5:30 to 7, it'll be great.
Two-stroke penalty if you're late.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But no, it'll be great. It's the last one of the season, so we take some time off in the summer because everybody's out enjoying well when it finally gets here, the warm weather and the sunshine. So this will be the last one of the season. It'll be on the 19th of May, 5:30 to 7, up at the golf course.
Real quick, Greg, for summertime, in particular, just for example, 4th of July weekend, super busy. People are making those tee time reservations in advance. How far in advance do you think folks are making for this summer?
I've got a lot of people interested in, bringing their RVs up. And we have a little spot for them to park their RVs if they come and eat or they come and play.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making reservations, now 2 or 3 months in advance. But as far as tee times, we don't get too far in advance unless, obviously there's a tournament or something. But, week and so we can get everybody signed up and get them up here, and we've got our tournament schedule out there and
perfect.
So I think we're ready to go. And if I may, can I throw out a teaser?
Yes,
please do.
I like it.
Yeah,
one
here
of
go.
Our one of our the thing that I'm excited about, and I won't give too many details because it's still in the works, but it's something. It's a buddy of mine, former tour player out of Oklahoma, developed this system, and you talk to him, and it's exciting just to listen to him talk. I could just listen to him, talk about this program, but it's something that I'm planning on bringing to Lander, and that I really, really think will get Lander some international exposure. Not only national, but international exposure.
Is this right? Ooh. Yeah, teaser. My ears are tingling.
Yeah, it's like I said, I don't want to give too much away because I have to, work things out. But,
sure.
Talking with him the other day, I remember you making a comment months ago. I don't know why I'm here.
Huh.
And I says, yeah, I do. I remember saying that. And he says, Mark Twain made a comment, or he had a quote that says, there are two important days in a man's life, the day he was born and the day that he realizes why he was born.
Mm.
And he says, I think you've found that reason. It's going to be exciting. I get excited. I don't know if you can hear my voice.
I definitely get
emotional about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, sure. Wow.
Something that I really think will just bring the community together, and
that's
something
wonderful.
That the community can rally around, bringing the native kids and the community together, and just to listen to him talk about it and see his vision and what we can do.
I can't hear any voice, Greg.
Lander,
I'm
Wyoming
excited
can,
to learn about
can
it.
Really be a pioneer in this industry, and he's already working in Korea and Japan and in Germany.
Wow.
And he wants to kind of get it going in the States now. And
well, that's fantastic.
So it's exciting.
Well, Greg, I love hearing that. Is there any time, like next summer, 2023, you thinking?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay.
Hopefully we can get things going this summer, implemented, and then really going in the fall and just growing from there.
Wonderful. Well, you're a member of our organization. We're all about promoting our members. That's why this show exists.
Great.
And so we'll get you back on, and we'd love to hear. We could do a whole show on that new program once it's rolled out. That'd be exciting.
Really,
we're talking with Greg Stimson, who is the new golf pro for the Lander Golf Course. You can go online too. Remember, you can book online, landergolfcourse.com. They have that after biz or after hours business meeting on May 19th starting at 5:30. You can go check it out. Maybe you've never been there. Maybe you've never checked out out the grill as well that they're talking about in the view. So you've got to go there.
Fantastic food.
And then, of course, they're also a part of Lander Brewfest for that nine-hole tourney on the 11th. So find out more. Be involved. The Lander Golf Course sounds pretty hopping, Greg. So
we're getting there.
Yeah, we'll be seeing you this summer. It's Lander Biz. I'm Shereen Herrera, Owen Sweeney,
Greg Stimson.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody.